You are listening to 漫画先生。
Yo, 皆さん、What's up? It's Manga Sensei, what's going on? Today, we're going to be going over two different things, and we're going to be learning a phrase in Japanese. That's right, we're moving on from just some basic particles and reviews, and actually starting to talk now about a couple of different phrases, which I think is really, really exciting, particularly in our beginner level series, as we've been taking one step at a time every single day to improve our Japanese. Today's sentence that we're learning is ba yokatta, base for ba yokatta.Now, base for ba yokatta is actually quite interesting, and I'm going to break down why here first. As we've expressed last episode, base for ba is a very simple if, having clause A and clause B, the two different parts of our sentences, being one contingent upon the other. For example, if you go to New York, buy me a present. It'd be something along the lines of, ニューヨークに行けば, if you go to New York, clause one,Please buy me a present. Now, you could directly say, プレゼントを買ってください. But a more colloquial version of that would be, お土産ください. Please get me an お土産. Now, what we're going to be going over today is ba yokatta, which is a phrase used in Japanese to kind of express some interesting things. But first, let's talk about yokatta now that we've reviewed ba. Yokatta is a very, very interesting adjective. Yes, an adjective.And this adjective has a lot of different forms that we see very, very often. An example of this is the base form of this verb, this adjective, I'm sorry, which is いい, as in good. いい, いいですね. Ah, that's good. This いい in Japanese changes to when we, you know, conjugate it. So past tense of いい is not いた, that would be to say. In this case, it would be よかった. Yes, it becomes the verb, the adjective,Yoi, yokatta, yokaro, all of these yoi versions of this are the same thing as I, I, the long I sound. So what we're saying is good, good. So in this particular case, when we're talking about ba yokatta, we're talking about clause one. If clause one, it would have been, it would be good. Or in other words, I wish I would have done. Now, how does that work?It would have been good if is how I translate this in my head. It would have been good because it's conditional upon the previous clause, right? So if A had happened, it would have been good, but it didn't happen. Let's go over a couple of examples. If I wanted to say something along the lines of, I should have listened to Manga Sensei's podcast, Manga Sensei no podcast を聞けばよかった. Let's go over that again. Manga Sensei, myself, no podcast. Podcast is my podcast. を にSo in listening to it, に聞けば, 聞く becomes 聞け, 聞けばよかった, よかった being it would have been good if I had listened. Listened plus ba makes it if, and then good, よかった. And that y is becoming, that yoi is becoming past tense. It would have been good if I read the book. あの本を読めばよかった. So we now have if I had read the book. Now, it can't,express a positive thing like if you had read the book it would have been good or saying I'm glad I read the book but that would take out ba in this particular case. So if I say 読んでよかったあの本を読んでよかった would be like ah base te よかった it's good that I did right however I don't necessarily need to do that when I'm saying if I had I'm making it a negative sentence ah I wish I had you knowBefore, you know, coronavirus, if I had, you know, been good at staying at home, that would have been awesome. That's a sense that would make sense in ba yokatta. This is often used to express regrets and often paired with the particle na, which we've been using previously. So, for example, if I want to say a regret to myself out loud, something along the lines of, ah, I wish I had studied for my test today. Ah.試験のために勉強すればよかったな。勉強すればよかったな。If I had studied for my test, it would have been awesome. 試験のために for my test, 試験のために勉強すればよかった。But, you know, I didn't because, so now I'm having to do this test without studying. I hope that's helpful for you guys. Now that we can combine all those different things that we learned, remember, you can always follow me on Instagram, ask me questions there, and join me on Patreon. As I get more people on Patreon, I'll be able to bring back more and more things that I used with Manga Sensei before. Until next time, Janne.